This shows that I'm recording.
Oh, and you have been for a half hour?
No. Oh. It's clocking backwards.
Oh, I see.
You got your old lady glasses on?
No.
Can I hear you? Can you speak?
Yes, I can speak. Yes. What would you like me to say? Nothing, you just told me a fucking easy read or whatever you called me.
Easy read? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you were silent ever since I said that. Why do you find exception to me thinking you're easy to read?
I don't know. It seems like it's... I don't want to say it's a put-down, but I'm like... It makes me feel like I don't have much depth.
Do you think it's that, or do you think you've put on your mask so much for other people that...
Yeah. I can't wear it around you. I try, but it doesn't work.
It's my superpower. I'm sorry. I can see right through them.
You can, Tim.
So why was this a gorgeous day for you?
Oh, my God. You know, just being down at the beach and finding the glass that it is and listening to my music and having my... I can't find my rock phone that has my music on it, so I had my big phone, my iPad, and I had my earphones in, and I had my phone tucked in the back of my shorts so I could listen to my music up and down the beach. And then to be able to sit on that log with you and Lexi, that was fun, Tim. You know, and just enjoy the moment in the sunshine. And really how nice and alone it was. I mean, there was nobody down there for a long time. And even when you know, we went, when we left and there were a few people, it wasn't like people were on top of you.
No, but it did feel like there was no one there when we first started. But,
exactly.
But then we walked all the way to the end of the beach, and then when we came back, I'm like, where'd all these people
come from? I know, it was kind of odd. You know, and then just be able to come home and say, okay, you know what, hurry up, I'm going to be ready in 15 minutes. I'm like, you know what, I think I can be ready in just about the same amount of time as he is, and I'm going to surprise him and tell him, I'm ready, I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Well, you're like going, I'm going to be ready in 45 minutes. I'm like, well, I'm going to be ready in 10 minutes. I'm going to be ready in 15 minutes, and there you were.
I can kick it up a notch if I have to. You know, and it was nice to be able to just do that, drop you off. And that's why I went to Dollar General and got that stuff and then went back home, because some of those people say they're with their son for 4 hours. I'm like, there's not enough abridgment to keep me busy for 4 hours.
They're what for 4 hours?
With their sponsor. Oh. Sorry. Well, excuse me. Oh, shit.
Well, just carry on. God, yeah. There's no edit button here. All that. God.
But it was fun. You know what? I'm just going up and down the aisles of Dollar General. It was to look to see what I needed to get. And using my iPhone as my list instead of my regular paper list. And then go home and hurry up and get the pot roast on and have Alexis finish it up. And she knew what she was doing.
Do you know, I wonder if people really know what it's like anymore to have like a Sunday dinner. To have a home-cooked
Sunday dinner.
Sunday dinner. And yeah, we could have sat at the table, but it was still so gorgeous outside.
Oh, where we sat? Oh, I would have. Oh, in the summertime, honey, we could sit by the fireplace in the winter inside. No, that was wonderful. Oh, and to have a nice meal that's hot, yeah. And to look forward to it. I mean, yeah, we're out running around looking at antiques and, you know, driving down the lakeside. And, you know, had the wrong day for the church rummage sale, but, you know, we can do that maybe next week.
Just gives us something to look forward to next week.
Yes, it is.
No,
yep.
I just don't understand. You know, I love where I live and I love the coast, but, you know, Chicago Phipps need to, like, stay in Chicago. They need to quit moving up this way.
Yeah.
$85 for a friggin' throw pillow.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think it was clean. I'm like, no, it wasn't clean.
I don't think they have those chairs weren't clean either.
What the hell am I buying for $85 damn dollars?
I did like some of that artwork, though. I mean, God, some of those paintings are gorgeous. But I'd have to buy another house to furnish it, you know? I don't need anything more.
Yeah.
Look at how red that sky is, Tim. That is red.
We just need to find us a sugar daddy.
Sugar I'm working mama, on it, but I...
Sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar grandpa, sugar grandma, sugar somebody. Somebody with a lot of sugar.
I'm working on it, but I think I'm going to have to go down to... I have to go south to find that, because I sure don't even find it around here.
No.
I'm serious,
I can't even find a gay.
I can't, you know. I mean, at least there's some big guys around the beach here that was down here. Hell, both of them are in their, like, in their chair. It's like they're passed out drunk.
Hmm?
These guys down here. But really?
Did you walk past?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just because we're living the sober life. The club life. There you go, the club life. Club Met. Club.
The book club.
Book club life. Book club life. Don't mean everyone else stop.
No.
And you just look at them and go, that could be me. That could have been me. That, yeah, was
that was me.
Me.
That was me.
Oh, I don't miss it. God, I don't miss it.
Oh, Tim, the headaches and the puffy eyes and the feel like shit.
Well, you can speak for yourself, but...
I am speaking for myself. Would you like me to continue?
I could sit here.
He said, why'd you bring food? I said, because I might be spending the night. I come back and lay on the sand.
This is the worst part about the weekend.
I know.
It's like, I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to do.
That's right. I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to be a whiny, cryy bitch. But it's like, really, I don't. I don't want to go back to work. I really don't. Same old shit. Yeah, that's what I say. You know, I need to put my big girl pants on tomorrow. I'll call Melinda and say, hey, what's going on? I need a sponsor. Will you be my sponsor? When can we meet? Clear my calendar for whenever she's available. Because I've been skating for the last couple of months. Little connection with people. I've always felt that, you know, I'm not to feel superior, but there is something to be around the right kind of people that are knowledgeable, that read, that want more. And I used to think, well, that's the answer. No, it's not. No, it's not. You know what? When I discount that part of my life, that's where my self-esteem is. And you know what? I don't want that anymore. I am an intelligent, bright, growing into a mature woman. I want to be around people. And not that I can't help other people, but I don't want to start at that level and think that I got to grow them with me every step of the way. I don't have that in me. You know, if they see what I have, and they want some of that, great. And do what I do.
Well, and then too, it's just like, and just like, they're, but they accept you for who you are. They truly accept you for who you are.
You know, when those women do that, Tim, and they look at you and they say that, it's like, that's amazing. You know, because these are, you know, intelligent, bright. I would like to say a lot of them are fun-loving women. You know what? They do know how to have a good time. You know what? And they don't have to have probably a man right next to them to do it.
And you know why? You think just because it's where we live?
Oh, I know.
It's just a lot of, doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, but she's been pegged. I don't know, because I, you know, I think some of it is. Some of it is, yeah. But I also know when I look at those women there, you know what? They're my age and they're older. You know, they've been there, they've done that. They know what it's like. They know what it's like to raise a family. They know what it's like to be married. They know what it's like to be divorced. And they know what it's like to struggle and to be educated and to work and to be unemployed and to still have our book club-ism that we have.
Well, the thing, though, is that when you acknowledge you have a problem, you know, what is the definition of insanity?
Yeah, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like the people that we keep thinking about or talking about. It's like, I can't give you your answers. You got to find them yourself. And I can't sit and hold myself back from growing and going forward because you're not.
You're not, right.
You know, and I can't hold myself back waiting for you to catch up.
That's the part that I look at with the people that I've really brought into my circle. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do that, you know. It's not that I can't do it. I choose not to. And for me, that's a real healthy choice. That, you know, just like you said when we were out in the water, Tim, you know, this is my program. I don't have to explain it to anyone. I don't have to make excuses. I don't have to over-explain. Where in the past, they used to think, okay, you know what, now, you know what, I know we used to do something every week or every day or whatever, but you know what, I'm not doing that anymore. And it isn't working for me.
It's like Mark said that he says, I don't care. He's like, I want to be like you more. You don't care. And I said, no, I do care. And I can't remember. I wish you were there to hear it. But I am going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I am going to have my own decisions. I'm going to have my own opinions. If you want to come along, come along. If you don't, don't.
Don't.
You're not
yeah.
going to hurt my
yeah.
feelings.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tim, I'm too far along in my recovery and my life and everything else, like you just said. I'm waking up on the other side of 50. I don't have time to tell people, you know what, leave me a voicemail if you want me to call you back. I don't, you know what, that's so...
You want to come over,
come
over, but use your banners and say, hey, I'm coming over,
yeah. And you know what, I don't have that in me, because you know what, my kids even know that. Well, one of them does. But you know what, that's what you have a book club mentor for. Is to teach you that kind of stuff, you know? And you know what? Dollars to Donuts will be sitting there at the book club a year from now, and you're going to be hearing the same stories out of 95% of those people, and it's going to be the same thing.
Same stories.
Same. People a year later. And you know what? Tim, I don't have time. Like you said, I don't have time for that. This is my second shot, honey. I don't have a third. And there's too much to do. There's only 24 hours in a day.
Isn't that great that you're at that point?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted with everything, and it's not like we do much. Like, I got up, I got coffee. Oop, I went to the beach. Oop, I walked my dog. Oop, I went to an antique shop where they sold $85
pillows. Yeah.
But you know what?
And then you had to come back to the sanctuary and have a pot roast dinner.
God, my life is hard.
Isn't it?
No, that was like you this morning. You today. You were saying earlier you were tired.
I was tired.
yeah, I wasn't going to get up today. And I'm like, hey, to do what? What'd you do?
Walk down the beach.
Ooh, that's exhausting. Yeah,
it was exhausting.
What else did you do?
Well, I went and picked up my friend and came back and walked on the beach again.
And then what else did you do?
I went home, took a shower, and then picked up my friend and got in the car and drove.
And you enjoyed the day.
I enjoyed the day, yes. And I didn't look at my watch, and I didn't have to answer to anyone, and I didn't have to herd cats, and I didn't have to answer, am I going to a book club tonight, or at noon, or at 3:30, or at 5:30,
you know what
at 7?
I'm loving, though, is, and I know I gotta get back to the gym, and I gotta do that. I mean, that's the last part of my mind, body, spirit, mm-hmm. You know, and then I'll be just unstoppable. I'll be like, oh my God. You know? Once I start painting again and drawing mm-hmm. again, and then, you know, work on the spiritual, yeah, just this whole, and then to get my body in tune and all that. I just can't wait for that. But I just love the amount of time that I no longer waste on television.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is my TV.
This is mine too, Tim.
This sunset yep. is my TV. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. My dog, walking on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out with friends, talking face to face with people. That's kind of, I mean, that was so far from what I used to do. I used to be so afraid to talk to people and not, you know, think that I could, you know, hold a conversation.
Carry on a conversation.
You know,
yeah.
I can talk by myself like crazy. You know, that is kind of crazy when you think about it.
But look what you did today with your new
friend.
Mm-hmm. You know? Little by little, Tim. Little by little.
Well, and it's...
But that's why...
Because I know this week is going to be a monster at work.
Yeah. Yeah. But you also got your new thing for your...
My new Cookie Monster?
Well, your...
My sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you're just going to see. If you had that on after 3 hours, you felt like you slept for a rock. Think what it's going to be like tonight. You know? Because how long does it take you to get to work? Do you have to give yourself a half hour?
It takes a solid half hour.
Does it? Yeah.
That's not bad.
No. No.
That's not bad at all.
Do you take the bypass?
Yeah. Otherwise, I think it would take a long time.
Oh, I think it would, too. Yep.
The longest part is friggin' getting from downtown to the bypass.
The bypass, yep. Yeah, that 31's a pain in the ass. Yeah. Do you ever think about going over on Napier? Did you ever think about that?
I think it's actually quicker that way, too.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, yep. Because you got four lanes of traffic moving.
I'm almost thinking of getting on the bypass over on Pipestone, you know, behind, you know, wherever that, when you go to Eau Claire instead.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm thinking I might even
go that way.
I can go further this faster this way.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So.
Less traffic. Yep. Oh, even if it'd be 5 to 7 minutes. I mean, that's 5 to 7 minutes where you can pet your dog in the morning.
It's so funny because I gotta sit there and lay in bed, and I'll be there. And like Audrey knew I was awake just by when I opened my eyes, or I think the change of my breathing. She knew.
Oh, they know.
I was awake. But Lexi, she's smart. She's getting there, but she ain't there yet. But I'm like, the moment I move. She's on me.
Is she?
She's
yeah.
Licking my nose and licking up my nose. So I just got to be careful that either she doesn't see something or feel something or, you know, like that, you know. And I think what's funny, too, is that with the sleep machine, I think she knows because it expels air from the backside.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't understand because there's water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to use distilled water, and don't know what it does. I don't. It doesn't look that complicated, but I don't know what it does. But she doesn't bother me when that thing's on me. The moment it comes off.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, all right. Does that make much noise, the machine itself? No. No? Good. No. Good.
No, sometimes I don't even know what's on.
So how do you know about your heart rate and things like that? Does it keep track of that for you?
No.
No, okay. Do you have to go back in anytime soon?
What do you mean about heart rate?
Well, isn't there something with the breathing and everything? You know, when you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain.
Well, it's got to be something because when I do my scores, my sleep scores the next day, and the times I got 100, so the number of occurrences where I stop breathing, the normal is 3 or less a night. See, the 3, yeah, it has to be 3 or more a night. And I was doing 33 a minute.
Jesus, Tim.
And I know that's what they said. I was not exaggerating. So it's quite dangerous.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't stroke out.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when I do my score and number of occurrences is like 0.09.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking a lot of my frustration the past couple weeks.
Honey, you just weren't getting to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm not going to be able to live with you.
I know, right? Wait till I get my ass back to the gym.
Oh, I know. Me too, Tim. I know. Yep. Yep. On your 9 o'clock night, you're just going to go right home. Or whatever, whatever you're going to do. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm hoping I can get back onto my morning person lifestyle and get the gym done in the morning, especially at my 9 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, I can go home, walk my dog, and get some sleep. So
at
the end of my 4 days, then you know
you're rested.
I'm rested.
Yep.
I got some rest in there.
Yep. Yep.
But I can't go through another yesterday. Yesterday was bad.
Yes, it was, Tim. Yep. Yep.
But even yesterday morning, by me not going with you, I wouldn't have let you say no.
When you sent me that text that said, I'm emotionally and physically exhausted, don't count on me, I took it verbatim. And Tim, you know what? As much as I care for you, I did not want to feel like I was being intrusive because of my own fear of going, well, fuck, okay, I gotta really go alone. And I thought, you know what, Bonnie? Do or die. Do or die. Get up, make the coffee. I didn't even make the coffee, I don't think. I think I heated up the shit I had in there from the night before. And I just, you know what, got up, like I said, and took my stuff outside and my breakfast and my books and my music and read that third step and thought, okay, make some notes, highlight some things, get a couple of points down that the consummate storytellers told me how to do it, and pray some more. And you know, I thought I might hear from you again, but I didn't. And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to. I mean, the thing is, Tim, I didn't want to add to your frustration. I didn't want to make you angry. Yes, I would have loved to have you there, but I also knew that you were very tired.
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts around it.
Mm-mm.
I was exhausted.
I know you were.
Hit the wall. Done.
That's why I didn't push you. I know you well enough in that respect. And I also knew it would have been selfish of me to push. And I'm trying not to be that way. So Jerry asked me if I could give him the condensed version next week before I start into the fourth step. Because he was late. I don't know. His day just started off wrong.
I still don't know who Jerry is.
He's that old. He's the older gentleman that when we're at the church sitting in the rows, he's the one. I'm sitting up front, and who is it? Jeff's always sitting over here, and Jerry's usually sitting right next to him, and he's the older guy. Older guy, kind of bald, and he's come to breakfast.
You do remember I've only been to one.
I know. That's true.
I know. It's going to be like, I have to go back to work. And then you're going to be going to all these meetings and practices. And you're going to be like, Tim, who? And
never.
I'd be like, I knew Bonnie.
Never.
She was just a mess of a person. The wreckage of her past. I was there to help clean that wreckage up. And now look at her. She's Pygmalion. And
no, never. Never, never, never. No. You know, Tim, it comes to the point, you know, when you look at it, it is the halt. You know what? It was great. We were riding on those 2 weeks of vacation. And over, you know what? Now it is. It's okay. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Don't get too hungry.
Angry, lonely, tired. Okay. So hungry. So hungry is, like yesterday or Friday for me, when I hit the wall at the pool, I had had probably 15 of those things of water. I had had nothing to eat. I had had 6 hours of 95-degree sun, and it was like, you're in trouble, Bonnie. You need to get home.
To hungry, angry?
Angry. Tonight, sitting on my sanctuary.
Well, I think that's it. He violated your sanctuary.
He did.
If you can't come and be peaceful
and
add to the conversation.
Yes. Yes. That was
call
the anger.
Me right now. That was anger. You're that like, will anger. You please go home?
Yep. And then the lonely, the night I sat at the picnic table out there at the dairy corner, the first time that I met you there, that was a lonely.
Why was that a lonely? What was lonely?
That was the birthday meeting.
Oh, like you didn't want to go home.
I didn't want to go home, and I'm
you're
like,
tired.
Is this?
I remember because you're looking out and you're like, well, and you're like, if these people can find someone, why can't I? And I think that was me too. You know, I battled,
oh, it was.
I battled the other night. I'm like, all these people sucking the life out of me, and I'm sitting here trying to make everyone's life,
right.
You know,
happy,
better. You know, 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
You know, in advance, and you know, nobody gives a shit about how I'm feeling. And,
right.
And coming home, and I have no one to talk to but my dog about it.
Right.
Yeah, I think I was like, yeah, I was pissed at that.
Yep.
Lonely. You know, I don't know if I'll ever be ready again to do it again. And it'll take somebody pretty good and awesome to do that, to take that step. But I'm getting there. I'm getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. Tired was what I did.
Tired was yesterday. And that was, and tired for me was Friday. It was like, you know, because Alexis couldn't believe it either. It was like, wow, man, your mom's going to bed. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, I probably could have collapsed walking through the living room. I mean, I was...
So you can't be all of those all at one time, or you can't be all those at any time?
Any time. I guess the point of that halt is don't get too... That's what they preface it with. Don't get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or tired. And you might, yeah, you might have them all. I mean, I had two of them there. I was hungry and I was tired on Friday. And I know when I get tired.
You were hungry and angry, and then angry today. Well, yeah, I was. Well, I sure didn't have nothing to eat on Friday night. I was angry when I came home. I was lonely coming home by myself, and I was tired. I was
all
four. I was
all four.
And
it,
you're right.
And that's why it hit you. Yeah. Yep. So you know when you can kind of look at those things, and that's why, like I say, with what happened tonight, it's like, you know what? I'm sitting out here. I'm peaceful. I'm listening to some music. I don't have to work when I'm with you. You sit there and do whatever you're going to do. If you want to go do something, you go do it. If I go do something, I do it. I don't have to sit there and have